You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort Defenders with a women's victory, and I'm still digesting that line for Ashton Verbeek tonight. 28 points, 23 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, and 2 block shots. That is as dominating performance by a women's basketball player in all of those statistical categories that I can recall since, boy, you got to go to the early 2000s. Amanda Eakoff, who played for the Defenders for 1 year, I think she put up 30 and 18 against an All-American from Concordia in her freshman campaign, and that would be a game that rivals tonight's performance by Ashton Verbeek, but Verbeek helping the Defenders to a 60-44 win tonight over the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. We shift gears and get set for the men's game. Dakota Wesleyan men 16-6, but they have fallen on hard times just a bit, and talking with their SID before the evening began, and Ian McClanahan saying, man, it is amazing how different things can look after 1 week of play. Dakota Wesleyan sitting pretty a week ago, take a couple of losses. They're 16-6 this season, 12-5 of the conference. Wesleyan lost to Valley City State to open the year, ripped off 13 wins in a row through January the 6th. Since January 6th, the Tigers have gone 3-5 and have lost 2 in a row to Morningside and Concordia. Wesleyan averages 76.5 points per game. They allow teams 71.2 points per outing. Wesleyan also out rebounds teams 34-33. Nick Harden scores a team high 17 points per game, hands out nearly 4 assists per contest. Colin Oppold averages 14.2 points per game with a team high 8 rebounds. He's making 40% of his field goals. Mason Larson averages 11.2 points per game, but he has not played since a loss to Hastings, and I have not seen if he is warming up this evening. I was told it was unlikely that he would play, and I am looking for number 15 out there, and I don't see him at the moment. And he is out there in a boot. He will not play. Sawyer Schultz is scoring 10 points per game. Ace Zor, instant offense, converting 9.6 points per game in a reserve role. Jeffrey Shuck adds 9.5 points per outing for the Tigers. For the Defenders, they're 16-7 this season, 11-7 in the G-Pack. Got a much-needed win over Concordia last Wednesday night. Garrett Franken leads the Defenders with 16 points per game, 48% field goal shooting, 7.4 rebounds, nearly 3 assists per game. Jesse Jansman scores 14.6 points per game with 3.5 rebounds and nearly 4 assists per game. He makes 45% of his field goals. Jacob Viss scores 12.2 points with 5.5 rebounds, and Cade Bleeker adds 10.8 points per game. Viss is converting 65% of his field goals. Bryce Kopic has lifted his scoring average to 9.3 points per game. Been playing pretty good basketball since Christmas. He has a team high 39 made 3-point shots. Bleeker and Jansma each have 38. Dort's outscoring teams on average 83-76. Concordia beat Dakota Wesleyan on February 6th, 89-77. Wesleyan trailed Concordia by 3 at halftime. Had a 34-32 rebounding edge, but Concordia converted slightly more than 50% of their field goals and took advantage of 10 made 3-point shots. They limited Wesleyan to 5 makes. Ace Zor had 30 points to lead Wesleyan on 13 of 18 field goals shooting. That was a career high for the junior from Harrisburg. Dort held off Concordia a week ago tonight, 75-69. 18 points for Garrett Franken. Bryce Kopic had 14 off of the bench. Dort and Dakota Wesleyan played on November 18th. In what has become a regular occurrence between the two teams. Came down to a single possession. Fifth straight game between the two that has come down to the final possession. Dort lost, though, in double overtime, 82-78. The Defenders were led in that one by Jesse Jansma with 20. He had 7 assists. Jacob Viss had 17 points and 16 rebounds. Nick Harden topped Wesleyan with 21. The Defenders needed a 3-pointer by Kate Bleeker to tie it. Had a chance to win it on another 3-point basket, but failed to convert. Here's your starting lineup for the Dort Defenders. They will start number 2, Jesse Jansma, 6'4", senior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.6 points per game. Number 3 is Cade Bleeker, a 6'5", sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10.8 points per outing. Number 11 is Ben Gasink, a 6'3", senior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.1 points per game. Garrett Franken is a 6'7 senior from Atlantic, averaging 16 points per outing. And number 34 is Jacob Viss, a 6'7 freshman from Rock Valley, averaging 12.2 points per game. For Dakota Wesleyan, their likely starting five for Coach Matt Wilbur. It'll be Colin Oppold, a 6'4 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 14.3 points per game. Number two, Tegan Evers, a 6'5 freshman from Huron, South Dakota, averaging 4.8 points per outing. Number three is Nick Harden, a 5'10 senior from Chicago. He's a member of the 1,000-point club here at Dakota Wesleyan. He averages 17 points per game. Jeffrey Shucks, a 6'5 senior from Del Rapids, averaging 9.5 points per game. And Sawyer Schultz wraps up the starting five for Dakota Wesleyan as they turn the lights out on me for their pregame festivities. He's a 6'2 sophomore, averaging 10 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. We'll be back with the start of tonight's men's contest right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and our inquisitive listeners and fans asking me, what's the single game record for rebounds by a Dort defender women's basketball player? Well, it didn't happen that long ago. 2015 against Concordia. You may remember we had a post player, Micah Hulst, a legitimate 6'3", high jumped as well. She cleared 25 off of the glass that particular night. But Ashton Verbeek put a scare in it tonight with 23, but a couple shy of the single game record. Ace Zor in the starting lineup for Dakota Wesleyan this evening. Evidently 30 points will do that, and he is in the starting lineup tonight for the Tigers against the Dort defenders. Dort controls the opening tap. They give it up to Jansma. Jansma on the baseline, working into the lane, spins, cut off, shot off of the glass, good. Jesse Jansma with a two-point basket up and over Sawyer Schultz, and the defenders lead it 2-0. Nick Harden into the front court directing traffic. He passes off right side over to Schultz. Schultz into the lane. Schultz drops it off underneath. Right-handed hook. No good by Jeffrey Shuck. And the rebound is cleared by Jansma. Jansma gives it up Franken. Franken, Jansma. Jansma into the lane playing bully ball. Gets it underneath to Viss. Viss, layup good. Jacob Viss with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 4-0. And right now Jansma taking advantage of the matchup with Sawyer Schultz. Harden out front with it at the free throw line, guarded there by Gasing. Dort in man-for-man defense. Pass goes over to Schultz. Schultz at the free throw line, goes right side Harden. Harden with the basketball. Harden floater in the lane, off of the rim, no good. Rebound cleared by Viss. Jacob Viss with the rebound, outlet over to Gasing. Gasing across the timeline, coming towards me. Comes over to Viss. Viss with the basketball, right side Jansma. Jansma with it, comes back outside to Viss. Viss feeds it down low to Franken. Franken back to the basket, working against Shuck. Comes over to Jansma, 10 to shoot for the defenders. Jansma down to the baseline, cut off on the baseline, and again, just bullying his way to the hoop, and Sawyer Schultz can't keep him out. Jesse Jansma makes it 6-0. 6-0 our score. Wesleyan over the basketball. Oppold. Oppold on the left wing. Oppold gets the return pass. Thought about the three. Cade Bleeker matching up with him there. The junior fires it out front with the basketball. That's Ace Zor. Comes back over to Oppold. Oppold steps through. His shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken up the floor. Turns on the Jets all the way down to the block. Tough shot. Fading away. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Viss. Comes back over to Jansma. Three ball on the way. Missed it. Short. No good. And the rebound taken away by Oppold. He hands it off to Harden. Harden with the basketball. Harden gives it high post. Zor. Zor back to Harden. Harden down to the baseline. Off of the glass. Good. Well, look for Nick Harden to try and take over here early on. Try to get his team back into it. Trailing 6-2 right now. Pass goes over to Jansma. Jansma gives it up Viss. Viss facing up against Zor. Comes back over to Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the right wing. Bleeker puts up the floater off of the glass. Too short. No good. And the rebound taken away by Oppold. And Wesleyan will walk it up the floor. Wesleyan did not play many people against Concordia. I don't anticipate them playing a bunch tonight either. Harden with it on the left wing. I think they had three players or four players with over 30 minutes, over 35 minutes, that is. Harden misses the first shot, but off the deflection gets the putback, and just like that, Dakota Wesleyan back in it, trailing 6-4. 16:40 remaining here in the first half. With the basketball, Bleeker. Bleeker, Jansma, Jansma, Franken. Franken back to Jansma. Jansma into the lane, his shot no good. Rebound Viss. Viss, Franken, Franken, Bleeker. Bleeker, three, short, no good. Rebound Viss again. Comes back over to Gasing. Ball fake, drives in, lays it up with the right hand, good. Possession lasted a long time, and eventually Dort gets a driving hoop by Ben Gasing of the right hand. Dort leads it 8-4. 8-4 our score, Harden. Harden on the left wing, guarded there by Gasing. Nick picks up his dribble. He passes it back over to Oppold. Oppold back to Harden. Harden underneath, easy basket for Zor. Ace Zor with a two-point basket. Dort leads 8-6. Gasing, right side Franken. Franken, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball, Jansma. Jansma working against Schultz again. And he's fouled on the play. Well, that is a mismatch that the defenders, or that's a matchup, I should say, that the defenders are looking to exploit early on. Jesse Jansma with a couple of free throws on the way as he was fouled on the way up. Foul charge to Schultz. That's number one on him. Free throws for Jansma, 81% free throw shooter. First one on the way for Jesse is through. He's got another one on the way. Our officials tonight, Dave Hagee, Jeff Kopecky, and Brent McNerlin. Second free throw on the way for Jansman, trying to extend it to a four-point lead. Right-handed free throw skips out, no good. It's 9-6 defenders, 15:40 remaining. Dave Hagee's been our own personal official, it seems, since Christmas break. This is the sixth game in a row that we've seen him, I believe. Driving with the left hand is Ace Zor. Zor finishes at the rim, and Wesleyan back to within a point at 9-8. Dort able to exploit some things early on, and now Wesleyan is recovered. Driving in with the right hand is Bleeker. Bleeker with a two-point basket, and the defenders lead at 11-8. Now Wesleyan, position they're in terms of their depth, I've got to think that they might be susceptible to a dribble drive simply because they don't want to get in foul trouble. Gasing with a basketball after a missed three-pointer by Wesleyan. Franken, three from the right wing, off the mark, no good. And here comes Dakota Wesleyan. They'll walk it into the front court. Nick Harden with a basketball, stops just inside the circle, comes back outside, down to the baseline, gives it up, shot no good, challenged by Camden Bielis, but a foul on the play called against Bielis. And free throws coming for Dakota Wesleyan. Jeffrey Shuck will go to the free throw line. Bielis whistled for foul number one. Bielis checked in at the last break for Jacob Viss. Jeffrey Shuck shooting free throws. Shuck's first free throw, no good. Shuck, a 73% free throw shooter. Bryce Kopic checks in. Jesse Jansma will check out. A second free throw on the way for Shuck, junior from Del Rapids. That one's off the mark, no good. Dort still holds a three-point lead, 11-8, 14:40 remaining. First half of play, Bleeker, guarded by Oppold, goes right side, lob it down low. With the basketball is Bielis working against Zor. Bielis with the left-handed hook, too strong off the glass, no good. Rebound Zor. Zor gets it away to Harden. Harden across the timeline. Harden guarded there by Gasing. Harden, three, missed, no good. Harden, not an accurate three-point shooter for the season. He'll knock one down occasionally, but he's well under 30% for the season. Kopic out front. Kopic shows it, drives in, hands it back over to Bielis. Bielis shot blocked, and the rebound is taken away by Shuck. So Bielis, looked like he might be close enough to dunk it. Instead gets it blocked. Wesleyan with a chance to cut into the lead. Oppel in traffic, shot no good, rebound cleared by Frank, and here comes Gasing. Gasing with the basketball, hesitates all the way into the lane, hands it back over to Bielis. Bielis finishes at the rim. Camden Bielis with a two-point bucket, it's 13-8, Dort by five. Wesleyan basketball, Harden. Harden goes left side, Oppel, right side, Zor. Zor thought about the three, instead comes back over to Schultz. Schultz puts it on the deck, down to the baseline. Kick out pass Zor. Zor, three, missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing clears it. Number 11 comes across the half-court stripe. Stops. Harden meets him there. Hesitates. Now comes back over to Frank and gives it up left side of the lane as we face the hoop to Bielis. Bielis to Gasing. Gasing looking for the re-entry pass. Comes back over to Kopic. Kopic with the basketball. Kopic gets a ball screen. Off of the glass, too strong, no good. Might have been blocked partially by Schultz. And the rebound is controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Oppold. Oppold down to the block. Reverses it. Zor. Zor against Bielis. Trapped. Comes back out front to Shuck. Shuck, Harden. Harden, Zor. Zor working against Bielis. Zor off the glass. Good. And count the hoop, and he is fouled on the play. Ace Zor with 6 points, averaging 9.6 points per game, coming off a career high against Concordia when he scored 30. And he'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. He's a 67% free throw shooter. 13-10 pending the free throw. That foul charge to Bielis. That's number two on Camden. Jake Viss back into the ballgame. And Zor will shoot a free throw. And Zor makes the free throw. Zor with seven. And the Dort lead is 13-11. DJ Feikstra into the ballgame. Pass goes right side over to Jansma. Van Kickerick's also in. A couple of seniors for the defenders. Kopic, three. Left wing, short, no good. Rebound Oppold. He feeds it over to Harden. Harden on the sideline. Has to regain control of it. Now he does. Harden thought about the three. Kicks it back outside to Zor. Zor over the basketball, looking for the backdoor cut. Comes back to Harden. Harden in the lane. His shot no good. Jansma with the vertical contest. Rebound Jansma. Jansma over the basketball. Comes back over to Van Kickerick's. Van Kickerick's with the ball. Van Kickerick's gives it back over to Kopic. Kopic, Viss. Viss with the basketball. Viss. Now Jansma. Jansma on the right wing. Lost the handle. 10 to shoot. Jansma from 15. Free throw line jumper. Nice. Jesse Jansma. 8 first half points, and the defenders lead it 15-11. 11:30 left to play in the first half. Harden passes to Zor. Zor, right side, Drew Cole. Cole, Harden. Harden drives in, shot blocked by Viss. Rebound taken away by Van Kickerick's. Now taken back. Zor pokes it away and driving in, and Viss sweeps it off of the glass. Tegan Evers had thoughts of a dunk, and Viss says not so fast. Kopic, a pull-up three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan, and Wesleyan will walk it up the floor. Wesleyan looking to slow the pace whenever they can. Cole with the basketball on the right wing, comes back over to Oppold. Oppold in the lane against Jansma, gets it back. 13 to shoot now for Wesleyan, goes left side, nothing there for Evers. Evers back to Zor. Zor, Oppold. Oppold, three to shoot. Comes back to Harden. Harden launches a three that is well off of the mark. No good. And the defenders get it back 15-11. Because Wesleyan wants to play at this slow pace, much better if you play from in front. Stating the obvious has always been a gift of mine. Kopic with the basketball across half court. Kopic. Goes to Viss. Viss on the elbow. Viss to Jansma. Jansma, tough angle. Shot no good. Right side drive, and he didn't have much glass to work with and missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Wesley, and they walk it up the floor. Cole goes over to Evers. Evers, three. Good. Tegan Evers with the three. And Wesleyan cuts the lead to one, 15-14. Jansma on the wing. Jesse looking for the cutter, instead goes out front. DJ, feed it down low. Viss, Viss against Zor. And Viss is going to be called for traveling. Viss backing his way in. And Zor pulled the chair away. And Viss gets called for the travel. It's 15-14. Dort with a one-point lead. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Harden. Harden guarded there by Kopic. Passes right side over to Drew Cole. Cole with the basketball back to Harden. 15 to shoot for Wesleyan. Evers puts it on the deck against Kendrick Vankikkerix. Has it stripped away. It's taken back by the defenders and Vankikkerix. Vankikkerix over to Jansma. Jansma across half court, 9:20 and counting. Jansma underneath, kick out Feikstra. Back out front, Vankikkerix. Vankikkerix to Viss. Viss to Kopic. Kopic at the free throw line, and he is blocked by Ace Zor. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort basketball with 14 showing on the shot clock. 9:09 remaining in the first half of play. Fast moving first half of basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Gaysink inbounding, gets it over to Viss. Viss with it, Feikstra. Feikstra, Jansma. Jansma drives in his shot, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. Harden gets it up the floor over to Schultz. Schultz back over to Harden. Harden will drive against Gaysink, stops on a dime, finger roll over the left hand, good. Nick Harden with the two-point basket, and for Harden, he's got six, and Wesleyan has their first lead of the ballgame at 16. 2:15. Vankikkerix with the basketball. He goes right side. Gaysink. Gaysink gives it up. Viss. Viss to Feikstra. Feikstra with the basketball on the block. Feikstra trying to get it away to Gaysink, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort basketball. Throwing it in will be Gaysink. Gaysink down in the corner on the sideline. 8:30 remaining in the half. Vankikkerix over to Jansma. Jansma, long three, good. Jesse Jansma knocks down the triple, and the defenders are back in front by two, 18-16 for Jansma. That's his 199th career three-point basket. Driving left hand, Schultz cut off. Ball loose, picked up by the defenders. Ahead it goes to Jansma off the give from Feikstra. And now Cole comes away with a rebound after the missed shot as Jansma came in a little too hot. Tegan Evers with the basketball on the right wing. Evers goes back right side to Harden. Harden guarded there by Vankikkerix. Harden behind the back dribble down to the baseline. Reverses up high off of the glass. No good. And the rebound cleared by Viss. Everything but the finish that time for the senior guard from Chicago. Here comes Dort. Viss passes right side over to Vankikkerix. Vankikkerix with the basketball. Vankikkerix on the wing, comes back over to Viss. Viss, Gaysink. Gaysink lobs it down low. Feikstra. Feikstra, opposite corner. Vankikkerix, three ball, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. 18-16. Dort still up by two. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Harden. Harden, left side, Schultz. Schultz, elbow, puts it up. Floater, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Oppold. Oppold comes back over to Harden. Harden down to the baseline. Harden, floater in the lane. Missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Viss. Viss over to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink stops, tries to step through. Comes back over to Vankikkerix. Vankikkerix to Jansma. It's deflected, picked up by Jesse. Into the corner. Gaysink, three ball, no good from the corner. And the rebound controlled by Cole. And Wesleyan will walk it up the floor. Dort leading 18-16. Harden with the basketball. He's guarded by Gaysink. 20 on the shot clock as they get into their offensive set. Harden with it. Harden on the right side. Step back. Long two. No good. Rebound cleared by Feikstra. Dort tries to run. Gaysink into the front court. Gaysink gets a rub screen from Feikstra. Now it's poked away by Harden. Harden coming back the other way. Harden with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Here comes Jansma. Dort's got the numbers. Four on two. Jansma feeds it to Feikstra. Feikstra too strong, no good, but a foul on the play called against Jeffrey Shuck. That's foul number one on him. DJ Feikstra will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. 18-16, defenders by two. 5:57 remaining in the first half. Free throw by Feikstra is up and good. Feikstra, 76% free throw shooter. Second free throw on the way for Feikstra. That's first point tonight for Feikstra. Franken and Kopic back in the game for the defenders along with Bleeker. Fikstra's second free throw, no good. And it's 19-16 Defenders. Three-point lead for the Defenders. Into the front court is Schultz. Schultz goes right side over to Oppold. Oppold with the basketball. Oppold gives it up to Cole. Cole. Schultz. Schultz back to Cole in the corner. Zor. Zor working against Franken. And we've got a travel violation called against Ace Zor. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in for the Defenders will be Garrett Franken. Franken gets it inbounded to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink takes it across half court. Comes back over to Franken. Franken Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Goes back right side. This is Gasink on the dribble. Gasink looks off the defender. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. It's good. He's got four. Defenders up by five, 21-16. They've led by as many as six tonight. That was at 6-0. Wesleyan basketball, Zor. Zor goes left side. Schultz, three, no good. Rebound long, taken down by Zor. Zor against Franken. Zor, it's going to be called for traveling again. Trying to lean his way in, trying to come to a stop, and he drags his pivot foot. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball, Gasink will walk it up with under 5 minutes to go in a fast-moving first half of play. Not a lot of fouls in this one, two on each team. Neither team's used a timeout yet. Bielis with the basketball. He's got both fouls for the Defenders. Lob pass goes inside to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball, and Bleeker has it taken away by Jeffrey Schuck. Schuck with the steal. Back we go the other way. Oppold back over to Cole. Now Oppold. Oppold. Right-hand side, and they go to the top of the key, Schultz. Schultz guarded there by Kopic, gets a ball screen. He hesitates, drives in, and stepping into the passing lane is Gasink. Gasink to Bleeker. Bleeker with the right hand, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Oppold, and Colin Oppold is whistled for personal foul number one. Free throws on the way for Cade Bleeker. Bleeker with 2 points tonight so far. Dort leading by five, an opportunity to extend the lead. Nick Harden waiting at the scorer's bench for Wesleyan. Free throw on the way for Bleeker. First one is good, and Coach Matt Wilbur saunters onto the court, calls for a timeout, and the Defenders with a six-point lead and another free throw on the way when we resume play right after this. This is Dort basketball on KDCR. Cade Bleeker shooting another free throw as we resume play. Bleeker averaging 10.8 points per game. Zeroing in on 600 career points. Second free throw on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Center. Too strong, no good. It's 22-16. Defenders match their biggest lead of the ballgame. 4:17 remaining in the first half. They dump it into Zor. Zor working against Franken, picks up his dribble, passes it off to Oppold. Oppold muscles his way into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 4:02 left to play in the half. Dort 22, Wesleyan 16. See if the Defenders can extend the lead. They put together a nice little defensive stretch here. Pass. Right side, three, good. Jeffrey Schuck with the three-point basket, and just like that, the six-point lead, it's three. 22-19, Franken over to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball, Kopic. Kopic to the free throw line, his pass deflected. Franken picks it up, back over to Bleeker. Bleeker, Garrett. Garrett, three, too strong, no good from the wing. Rebound cleared by Zor, and Wesleyan can tie it with a three. 22-19. Wesleyan basketball, Schultz gets it away to Harden. Harden with the basketball on the left-hand side, drives down to the baseline, cut off. Harden gives it back, left side, Schultz. Schultz, Harden. Harden, free throw line, kick out back to Schultz. Schultz guarded there by Kopic, gets a little room to work. Three-pointer, no good, long rebound, taken away by Kopic. Kopic with the basketball, Bryce passes it back over to Bleeker. Bleeker gives it up to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink into the lane. And Gasink's pass deflected. Picked up by Bleeker. Under three to go in the half. Bleeker right side, 13 to shoot. Pass goes inside Bielis. Bielis against Zor. Here's Bleeker. Bleeker caught up in the air. Kick out pass. Kopic, five to shoot. Bryce, contested three, and he hit it. Toughest shot of the night for Kopic, and he knocks it down. 25-19, he had a man draped on him, and Dakota Wesleyan couldn't have played much better defense than they did that possession, but Dort able to get a shot as the shot clock winds down. Kopic knocking down a three from the wing under duress. Out front it goes to Oppold. Oppold, Harden. Harden on the wing. Harden on the left elbow. Harden backs it out, sets it up. Comes back to Zor. Zor, floater in the lane, no good. Rebound coming up to clean it up is Bleeker. Bleeker gets it ahead to Gasing. Dort with a chance to build on the six-point lead. This is Bielis. Bielis, Bleeker. Bleeker, three. Yes. Three-point bucket, Cade Bleeker. He's got six. Dort extends the lead, 28-19. Nine-point lead for the defenders. Now you need a stop if you're Dort. Right side with it is Oppold. Oppold goes to Schultz. Schultz with it on the wing. Schultz looking for someone to pass to. Works around a ball screen. Kopic matches up with him. Kick out pass out front. Oppold, 10 to shoot, now 9. Oppold back to Schultz. Schultz, Zor. Zor, ball fake, drives in. With a right hand shot, no good. Rebound deflected. It's loose, picked up by Wesleyan. They go left side, Zor. Zor comes back over to Harden. Harden scoops it up with the right, left hand from the right-hand side. It's no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Ben Gasink, and that's foul number one on Ben. Just team foul number three against the defenders. Dort with a 28-19 advantage. Harden shooting two free throws, an 82% free throw shooter. First one is up and down. Seven for Harden. Seven for Zor. That's 14 out of their 20 right now. Gasink and Bielis check out of the game. Viss and Jansma are back in. Frank and Bleeker and Kopic remain. Second free throw by Harden is good. He's got eight. And the defender lead is 28-21. Franken, right side, Jansma. 107 and counting. Jansma to Kopic. Kopic looking for the entry pass. Gets around his man. And he's fouled on the way to the hoop. Brent McNerlin whistles the personal foul on Nick Harden. And for Harden, that is number one. So Nick Harden whistled for the personal foul. Bryce Kopic shooting a pair. 101 remaining. First one is up and good for Bryce. He's got four. Another one on the way. Second free throw is up and good, and Kopic makes them both. So Bryce Kopic with two made free throws. He's got five. 30-21 defenders. Driving right side, Schultz. Schultz, Zor. Zor working against Viss. Picks up his dribble, throws it up front for Harden. 12 to shoot. They pass it on the block. This is Shuck with his back to the basket against Franken. With a left hand, his layup is good. Jeffrey Shuck able to back in, then spins and kisses it off of the glass. 5-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Jansma with the basketball, Dort up 7, 30-23. Jansma picks it up on the baseline, 15 to shoot, now 14. Kopic swings all the way around from the left wing to the right wing, following the arc of the three-point line. Gives it back over to Jansma. Jansma lost it, and Wesleyan will have a chance to score to close the half and cut into the seven-point lead. It's 30-23. Wesleyan gets it out of bounds on the sideline, and they'll hand it in to Harden. Harden across half court, five to shoot. Harden trying to get to the hoop. Lays it up with the left hand, and he does. Harden with a two-point bucket to close the half, and the defender lead is five at halftime. 30-25, defenders by five. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're at halftime. Glad you're along with me on this Wednesday evening. Second to last regular season game of the year. Dort will be off until a week from this Saturday when they resume play. Dort leading Dakota Wesleyan 30-25 at halftime. Dort was up as many as 9 in the first half, but then surrendered back-to-back baskets to close the first half of play. And it stands at 30-25. Dort in the first half, 11 of 29 from the floor, 38%, 3 of 11 on threes, 27%, 5 for 8 on free throws, 63%. For Dakota Wesleyan, 10 for 32 from the floor, 31%, 2 for 8 on threes, 25%, 3 for 5 on free throws, 60%. Wesleyan with a 21-20 rebounding advantage. Dort with 3 offensive rebounds. I think all of those came on one of the first possessions of the contest, all of them for Jake Viss. Turnovers, both teams have committed 5. The defenders, led by Jesse Jansmus, 10 points, 6 for Cade Bleeker, 4 for Ben Gasing, 2 for Jacob Viss, 5 for Bryce Kopic, 1 for DJ Feikster, 2 for Camden Beelis. Rebounds, Jake Viss has 6, 3 each for Ben Gasing and Jesse Jansma. Garrett Frank an 0 for 3, so Dort's leading scorer thus far this season held in check. For Dakota Wesleyan, 10 points for Nick Harden, 7 for Ace Zor, 5 for Jeff Shuck, and 3 for Tegan Evers. Colin Oppel leads Wesleyan with 6 rebounds. Let's take one more break and we'll be back with the second half right after this. Set to begin the second half of play, and Wesleyan looking to build on a 4-0 run that has drawn them from down 9 to draw down 5, 30-25. Wesleyan over the basketball, right side 3 on the way, missed, no good, rebound controlled by Franken. Franken brings the ball up. He hands it off to Ben Gasing. Gasing in between the circles out front. He goes over to Jake Viss. Viss, left side Jansma. Jansma at the free throw line, stops. Puts up a 12-footer, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Oppold. Oppold, right side, Schultz. Schultz, they go over to Oppold. Oppold on the cut, back door to Zor. Zor, two-point basket, good. Ace Zor with 9, and the defender lead is 30-27. Jansma, Bleeker, Gasing. Gasing on the left wing. Franken, baseline jumper, 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped around, and coming up with it finally is Harden off the deflection. Harden up the floor, he feeds it to Schultz. Schultz gets the return pass. Goes back out front to Oppold. Oppold to Harden. Harden with the basketball on the wing. Dort leading 30-27, but Wesleyan mounting a charge. Trailed by as many as 9, they're down 3. Oppold for the tie, missed it, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken goes right side. This is Bleeker with it, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. And that foul goes on Schultz. That's number 2 on Sawyer Schultz. Foul number 1 on Wesleyan in this half. Gasing to throw the ball in. Far side, he gets it in to Viss. Viss to Jansma. Jansma gathers it in. And Jansman's going to be called for a carry. So Jansma gets whistled for a carry. And Dakota Wesleyan will have the basketball back. Nick Harden will take it across half court. Harden sets the offense. He passes right side over to Oppold. Oppold to Zor. Zor, Schultz. Schultz, Oppold. Oppold reverses Zor. Back to Schultz. Schultz, 3, good. Sawyer Schultz with his first basket of the day, and we're tied at 30. Gasing to Franken. Franken left side. Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the wing. Bleeker comes back over to Franken. Franken to Viss. Viss on the right wing. Viss down to Jansma. Jansma, Viss. Viss back to Jansma on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Jansma backs it out into the corner, gives it up. Viss. Viss with a right-handed layup. Good. Jacob Viss with 4 points. And the defenders regain the lead at 32-30. Harden goes right side. Gives to Oppold. Oppold to Zor. Zor back to Oppold. Oppold drives baseline. Oppold, shot no good. Rebound deflected. Viss had it. Now it's loose, and Harden picks it up near midcourt. Harden driving in, kicks it into the corner. Schultz, and Schultz is fouled on the play by Jacob Viss as he goes up to challenge the layup attempt. And Sawyer Schultz will go to the free throw line, where he's a 76% free throw shooter with 17:09 remaining in the game. Dort leading 32-30. Free throw on the way for Schultz is up and good. Wanted to pop out, but it didn't. Another one on the way as he tries to knot it at 32 apiece. This one's up and good. Sawyer Schultz with five. Giesink, left side, Jansma. Jansma on the wing. Jansma puts it on the floor. Jansma drives into the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound off of the rim, controlled by Wesleyan and Schultz. Schultz over to Oppold. Oppold, Harden. Harden in traffic. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Cade Bleeker. Bleeker whistled for the personal foul, and Nick Harden will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Harden is 2-for-2 from the free throw line so far tonight. He's an 82% free throw shooter this season. Leads the team in attempts with 101. Misses his 102nd attempt of the year. And now has another one on the way. 81 of 100 now, or pardon me, 84 of 104 as he makes the second, and Wesleyan regains the lead, 33-32. Viss, 17 feet from the hoop, on the left wing, comes to Frank, and Frank in free throw line jumper can't get it to go, and now a foul called on the rebound against the defenders. It's going to go on Jansma on the rebound. Foul number one on Jesse. And Wesleyan leads at 33-32. So Wesleyan, since Dort was up 30-21, or I should say 28-19, Harden passes into the corner to Schultz. Schultz working against Jansma, and he throws it away. It'll be Dort basketball. It was 28-19 defenders. Since then, they've been outscored 14-4. Wesleyan on defense. Bleeker with it on the wing. Bleeker goes to Jansma. Jansma has a step. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but rebound put back no good. Viss is put back no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Jacob Viss will go to the free throw line, where he'll try to draw Dort back into a tie or give them a lead with a couple of free throws. Foul was charged to Ace Zor. That's foul number one on Zor. Viss, free throw, good. Five for Viss. Knots it at 33. He's got another one on the way. 16:04 remaining in regulation. Second free throw by Viss is good. He's got 6 points. And the defender lead is 34-33. Harden with the basketball. Harden passes. Left side, three. Schultz, no good. Rebound. Franken saves it in to Giesink. Giesink over the top. Viss. Viss lays it up. No good. Got it blocked from behind. And back we go the other way. Wesleyan. Wesleyan, Harden. Harden in traffic. And a foul call against the defenders. And Nick Harden will go to the free throw line. And that falls charged to Garrett Frank, and that's number one on Garrett. And Nick Harden will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. 15:41 remaining. Free throw by Harden. Left-hander is up and good. He's got another one coming. 10 points tonight for Harden. Our score. And that one's up and good as well. 35-34. Harden makes one of two. Barbie makes them both that time. It's 3-for-4 in the second half. Wesleyan leads 35-34. Franken still looking for his first basket. Garrett in traffic off the heel. No good. Rebound controlled by Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan over the basketball. Colin Oppold passes over to Harden. Harden with the basketball on the right side. Harden comes out front. Cole. Right side, Oppold. Oppold, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Zor. It'll be Dort basketball. Feikstra will check into the game. Franken checks out. Gasink checks out. Kopic is in. Dort trails by a point, 35-34. 5 minutes into the second half. Jansma has his pocket picked by Harden, then commits a foul to prevent the breakaway layup. And that is foul number two on Jansma. And Wesleyan will have the basketball. And Dort wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the Corn Palace right after this. Yes. Dort with a steal. Bryce Kopic on the other end gets fouled, much to the dismay of the Dakota Wesleyan bench. And Bryce Kopic will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot two free throws. First free throw by Kopic is good. He's got six. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way is up, and that one's in and out, no good, and we're tied at 35. 35-35, Nick Harden into the front court. That foul, on the by the way, was called on Harden. That's his second. Steal by Feikstra. He gets it away to Kopic. Kopic now on the right side. Kopic to Jansman. Jansman's pass down low, tipped by Oppold. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defender, by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be defender basketball. Throwing it in is Kopic. Kopic triggering. And the pass is deflected, picked up by Viss out of the air. Comes over to Jansman. Jansman at the free throw line. Kopic on the right wing, feeds it down low to Viss. Viss spins on the block. His shot with the right hand, good. Jacob Viss, tough angle, gets it to go. It's six in the second half. 8 points for the ball game. Dort leads 37-35. Nick Harden with the basketball on the right wing. Harden hands it off to Schultz. Schultz to Cole. Cole gives it up. Oppold. Oppold, right side, Zor. Back it goes, Oppold. Oppold on the wing. Oppold travels with it. Thought about the pass and then tried to put it on the floor. Got whistled for the travel violation. And the Dort defenders have the basketball back. Dort with a chance to build on the two-point lead, 37-35. Kopic into the front court. Bryce has the basketball. He gets it over to Feikstra. Feikstra, Jansma. Jansma on the wing. Jesse with the basketball off the dribble. Picks it up now. Passes over to Kopic on the wing. Jansma. Inside it goes to Viss. Viss, two players around him. 12 to shoot. They get it back to Viss. Viss, inside, shot, good. Jake Viss with 10, and the defenders lead it 39-35. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this, 13-31. Timeout, Wesleyan. Harden over the basketball out front. He passes it off to Schultz. Schultz reverses into the right corner, Evers. Evers, Harden. Harden driving, nothing there, cut off all the way through the lane, circles back, comes back to Schultz. Schultz, three, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Schultz driving in, tries to dump it off, gets it away to Oppold. Oppold guarded there by Van Kickerix against Harden. Harden, shot no good in traffic. Rebound defenders, Kopic. He might pull it, no. Drives in, hesitates, shot, hangs on the rim, goes. Bryce Kopic, he is not afraid. He's got eight, and the defenders lead it 41-35. Might get himself in some predicaments once in a while, but he'll make some tough shots too. 41-35, our score. Out front it goes Oppold. Oppold with the basketball. Oppold, step back three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the defenders. And DJ Feikstra, well, if you're Dort, you'll take that. Well, Oppold, actually, 40% three-point shooter. Just hasn't gotten it going tonight. Harden, he's below 30%. He's around 27%, actually. Jansma down to the baseline. Dort trying to build on the six-point lead. Comes back out front. Kopic, 8 to shoot. Kopic at the free throw line. Harden picks it, tries to strip it away. And Kopic is able to draw the foul against Colin Oppold. Oppold, much to his dismay, gets whistled for the personal foul. That's number 2 on Oppold. So Kopic will go to the free throw line. Dort with an opportunity to extend the lead. Free throw by Kopic. Too strong, no good. 8 points for Kopic tonight. 3 for 5, beg your pardon, from the free throw line. He's got another one coming, does the freshman guard from Haywarden, Iowa. Second free throw is up and through, 42-35. So he makes 1 of 2 free throws. 2 for 4 in the second half. 9 points for the ball game. Harden against Kopic. Harden trying to back his way in. Gets it back to Zor. Zor in traffic. High off of the glass. No good. But a foul on the play called on Kopic. And for Bryce, that's number 1. The other player in the vicinity was Jesse Jansman. Kopic will take that foul gladly. Jansman already with 2. Like to keep him out of foul trouble if possible. Zor to the free throw line. First one is up and good. Zor with 10. Dort leads 42-36, pending another free throw. This one's up, and that one's good as well. So Zor makes the free throw, stops the run for the defenders at 8. 42-37, defenders by 5 right now. Jansma backing his way in against Oppold. Off of the glass, good. Jesse Jansma with a 2-point bucket. He's got 12, and the defender lead is 44-37. Harden wants a clear out. He's at the free throw line. Stops. Tries to duck underneath. Feikstra matches up with him. Comes back to Harden. Harden against Kopic. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but who's the foul going to be on? Going to call that one on Kopic as well. That's number 2 on Bryce. Well, Wesleyan just trying to simply play some clear out. And Nick Harden will go to the free throw line. Harden has shot 6 free throws, 4 in the second half. This will be his 7th and 8th free throws shot. First one, no good. Another one on the way for the 5'10 senior. Nearing 1,200 career points. Missed the first one, makes the second. He now has 12. Another 2, and he's got 1,200 career points. Dort leads 44-38. Underneath it goes to Franken, and Franken is fouled on the play from behind. The push called on Tegan Evers, I believe. Well, Wesleyan's already in the bonus, and they've got one more foul to give before Dort is shooting free throws. Pass comes into Van Kickerix. Now Jansma. Jansma gets the return pass. Shot up, no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan, and Wesleyan will bring it up the floor. Wesleyan with it. Harden. Harden feeds Evers. Evers at the top of the key. Evers comes back over to Oppold. Oppold, Evers. Evers, 3, right wing, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball, Kopic after the rebound by Franken. Bryce drives in, layup of the right hand, good. Bryce Kopic with a 2-point bucket. He's got 6 in the second half, 11 for the ball game. Dort by 8, 46-38. They've led by as many as 9, have the defenders. Harden on the wing. Harden looking for someone to pass to, gives it to Zor. Zor against Feikstra. Dribbles it off of his foot, picked up by Oppold. Oppold puts it up, and good. Off of the glass, Oppold thought he left it short, but it ends up scraping over the rim and drops through. Dort leads 46-40. 10 minutes remaining in regulation. The defenders by 6. Kopic with the basketball, guarded by Harden. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma with it at the top of the key. Jesse with the basketball. Comes back to Feikstra. Feikstra, free throw line jumper, good. DJ Feikstra with 3 points, and the defenders regain an 8-point lead at 48 2:40, 9:40 remaining. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more from the Corn Palace right after this. Dakota Wesleyan basketball after the timeout. Wesleyan now with three timeouts remaining. Dort with five left. Oppold gets the pass from Harden. Matt Wilbur on the bench. He called that timeout and wanted something specific out of the timeout. Did not get it. Takes a seat on the baseline end of the bench. And he is back on his feet, upset for the moment, but back in it now with a basketball. Kopic underneath intended for Feikstra. And just at the last instant, Schultz is able to knock it loose. Sawyer Schultz passes ahead to Harden. Harden to Oppold. Oppold with the basketball, guarded there by Van Kickerix. Comes back to Harden. Harden on the wing, three-pointer, left it short, no good. Rebound Evers. Evers puts it up, shot blocked by Feikstra. Rebound defenders. Van Kickerix gets it ahead to Gasing. Gasing turns on the Jets, fires it back over to Van Kickerix. Kopic. Kopic at the top of the key, three ball, yes. I told you he wasn't afraid. 51-40. He will knock down shots. Bryce Kopic, the three. He's now got nine in the second half, 14 for the ball game. Comes back outside to Evers. Evers for the basketball. Evers to Oppold. Oppold. And it's Van Kickerix coming away with a loose basketball. And he calls a timeout to preserve the possession with 8:19 remaining. Now, if there wasn't somebody named Alex Van Kolsbeek at Northwestern having an unbelievable freshman year, I'd say Bryce Kopic would have a chance at GPAC Freshman of the Year. And any other year, I'd say he'd be in the voting. But I think everyone's said Alex Van Kolsbeek's probably going to get that, deservedly so. But Kopic has put together a great post-Christmas portion of the schedule. And as I said, he missed some shots early on tonight, but he got it going in the second half. He's got 14, and the defenders lead at 51-40, using a timeout to preserve the possession. And now you're in the driver's seat with 8:19 remaining. Now Wesleyan will not go down without a fight, and this is always challenging at the Corn Palace, but I'd rather be up 11 with 8:19 remaining and closer than that. Nick Harden. Schultz, Oppold, Shuck, and Evers on the floor for Wesleyan. For the defenders, it is Feikstra, Kopic, Franken, Van Kickerix, and Gasink. Kopic fires it into the corner, finds Feikstra. Feikstra driving baseline. Comes back over to Gasink. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Backdoor cut, Franken. Franken drives in, and they're going to call him for a charge. Garrett Franken whistled for a charging foul. Foul number two on Garrett. And with 8 minutes remaining, Wesleyan has a chance to cut into the lead. With a basketball from Harden. Harden goes right side. Goes back over to Shuck. Shuck, right side, Evers. Evers, Oppold. Oppold working against Gasink. Comes back to Evers. Harden. Harden, Schultz. Schultz thought about the three. Drives to the baseline instead. Now he's pinned. Comes back over to Oppold. Four to shoot. Harden, corner, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Van Kickerix. And we've got a foul on the rebound called on Dakota Wesleyan. Ben Gasing doing his best to keep Jeffrey Shuck off of the glass. And he does. And Dakota Wesleyan commits the foul. That's the last foul that they had to give. 51-40, Dort by 11, 7:29 remaining. With the basketball, bringing it up is Gasing. Gasing across the timeline. Gasing gives it up to Franken. Franken, Kopic, right side, Gasing. Gasing, Kopic. Kopic, top of the key. Left side it goes. Van Kickerix, 18 to shoot for the defenders, 7:15 in the game. With it, Feikstra, 14 to shoot. This is Kopic on the elbow. Comes back outside Franken. Franken right side Gasing. Gasing, six to shoot. Ben, pull up, elbow, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And who was it working the glass on the far end? DJ Feikstra. Feikstra was able to get in, grab that shot that missed by Gasing, and put it up off of the bottom of the iron before the shot clock expired. and he got fouled on the play. So DJ will go to the free throw line to shoot two with Dort up 11. Wesleyan does not play many players, so fatigue will be a factor. Fykstra with 4 points as he makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. Wesleyan's been stuck at 40 for a while now. Second free throw is up and good, so Fykstra stretches it to 13, 53 to 40. Under 7 minutes to go. Fykstra now with 5 points. Harden on the wing, guarded there by Kopic. Kopic doesn't give any ground. Harden spins into the lane of the left hand. Good. So Nick Harden gets 2 points back. 6:44 remaining in the regulation. Dort leading 53 to 42. Kopic on the left elbow. Goes back out front. Gasing. Van Kickerick lobs it down low for Franken. Franken with the basketball. Working against Shuck. Shot in the lane. Won't go down. Rebound tapped. And it's loose. Picked up by Ace Zor. Zor with the basketball. Still got some work to do. Dort by 11. Wesleyan with the basketball, Oppold. Oppold to Schultz. Schultz gets a ball screen, now looking for the pass. Cut off by Van Kickerix. Goes back over to Oppold. Oppold to Shuck. Shuck, hook shot in the lane, good. Back-to-back baskets by Wesleyan in the lane. It's 53-44, defenders by 9, 5:50 remaining. Dort trying to shorten up the game maybe a little too early. Let's see if they attack the basket here. Comes back over to Kopic. Kopic out front, Franken. Franken back to Bryce. Bryce, Kopic. Kopic gives it back to Van Kickerix. 10 to shoot. This is Franken driving in, and he is blocked on the play. Zorg had the block. Here's Harden racing the other way, and he lost it. It's Dort basketball. Well, they say that it was touched by Dort last. Happened right beneath me, and I thought it went off of a Wesleyan player's leg. But as it is, Wesleyan will have it back. Trailing by 9, and the Tigers putting up that fight that we talked about. Wesleyan with the basketball. They give it over to Harden, guarded by Gasing. Harden, free throw line jumper, can't get it to go through, but the rebound is tapped out, picked up by Schultz. Schultz to Harden. Harden over the basketball, 5:15 left. They go underneath to Oppold. Oppold layup good, and that's 6 straight by Wesleyan. Wesleyan back to within 7, 53-46. 7-point lead for the defenders. Under 5 minutes we go. Jansma on the elbow. Comes back over to Kopic. Viss, they double-team him. Back out front, Jansma. Ball fake. Drives in. Lays it up with the right hand. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan up and running. Schultz pulls a three. Good. Sawyer Schultz with 8 points. Now you got a battle. 53-49. Defenders by just 4. This was a 13-point game not that long ago. Dort's gotten some shots. They haven't been able to finish. Jansma in the lane. Puts it up, and we've got a foul on the play. Foul's called on Colin Oppold. That's going to be number 3 on Oppold. And Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line to shoot 2, and there's still a lot of time left. 4:21 left to go in the game. Dort got a little conservative. Leading 53-40, and they've been stuck at 53 since. Wesleyan, in the meantime, has scored 9. Jesse Jansma stops the run with a made free throw. And a second free throw on the way, trying to make it a 6-point ball game, but there's 4:21 left, so Wesleyan, some signs of life, and Dort's got to get some stops. Second free throw by Jansma is good. He's got 14. And the defenders call the timeout. 55-49, Dort by 6. Timeout on the floor. Back with more right after this. This is Dort basketball on KDCR. It's Wesleyan basketball after the timeout. Bringing it up will be Nick Harden with 4:21 left to go in the game, and he gets it at half court. Harden passes into the corner. Oppold. Oppold on the elbow, trying to back Cade Bleeker down. Puts it up over the glass. Good. Colin Oppold from the right block, right hand, left shoulder. 55-51. Basic post move that time after he backed him down. Jansma back the other way. His shot off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan within four, and they've got the basketball. This is as close as they have been, if my running score is correct. 2 4-point differences. Now Harden with the basketball. Test the waters, nothing there. Comes back out front to Oppold. Oppold, three-pointer is up, no good. Rebound cleared by Viss. And saved in by Gasink after the player from Wesleyan caused enough trouble. That was Drew Cole. And now the defenders come back the other way, up by four, 55-51. Jansma with the basketball on the wing, 14 to shoot. Jesse on the right side working against Schultz. Schultz faked up into the air. Jansma's shot, no good. They're going to wave it off and say that he traveled with it. 3:14 left to go in regulation. This one's turning into hard work. Bringing the basketball up will be Nick Harden. Harden across half court. Harden guarded there by Gasink. Dort by four. Pass goes into Schultz. Schultz down low to Oppold. Oppold 12 feet from the hoop on the left block as he faced the basket. Puts it up and he gets it to go, and Jesse Jansma is going to be called for a foul. Jansma whistled for the foul. Oppold posting up. He's got 8 points in the second half. Six during this charge back by the Tigers. And he's got a chance now to get Wesleyan back to within a point. That 13-point lead, a distant memory for the defenders. Oppold, free throw, no good. Rebound cleared by Bleeker, 55-53. 55-53, 2:48 left to play in the game. Left side it goes, Jansma on the wing. Jansma drives the lane, nothing there, stops, gets it back over to Franken. Franken to Bleeker, Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker down to the baseline cutoff, five to shoot. Viss puts it on the floor and he is fouled on the play. 1-1 on the way for Jacob Viss. 2:30 left to play. Jeffrey Shuck has just been called for his third personal foul. It's team foul number 9 against Wesleyan. So 1-1 for Viss. Free throw by Viss, up and through. Another one on the way. 11 points for Viss. Then Kickerix will check in. Bleeker will check out. Feikstra waiting at the scores table. A second free throw by Viss is up and good. Two big free throws that time by the freshman from Rock Valley. 10 points in the second half for Viss. 12 points for the ball game, right at his season average of 12.2 points per game. Schultz with the basketball, then Kickerix will guard him. Schultz to Harden. Harden on the wing. Harden threads the needle, and he finds Colin Oppold on a backdoor cut, and it's right back to a two-point ball game, 57-55. Gasink with the basketball, 2:15 left to play in the game. Left side pass, Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. Gives it underneath, Franken. Franken shot, gets it to go, and for Garrett Franken, that is his first field goal tonight, 59-55. It's been a tough night from the floor for Franken. Now Dort looking for a stop. They get it to Harden. Harden at the free throw line. Loses his footing, and he's going to get bailed out. Oh, my. Well, I guess if you're Dort, you'd want the same call, but it certainly looked like the defenders had done the job defensively, and Nick Harden will go to the free throw line to shoot two. They rule him in the act of shooting, and that's the 10th foul anyhow on the defenders, so double bonus time for the Tigers. First free throw for Harden is good. Looked like the defenders were going to get the stop. And Harden gets fouled in the lane. Second free throw on the way for the left-handed senior. This one's up and good. So Harden makes both free throws. Dort leads 59-57. 1:48 left to go in the game. Right side, Gasing. Gasing, Jansma. Jansma, Kopic. Kopic, down low it goes to Feikstra. Bryce drives in, and he's fouled on the way up. Bryce Kopic will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. And Dortz in the double bonus from here on out as well. So Bryce Kopic to the free throw line where he is 2-for-4 here in the second half. 4-for-6 for the ball game. Free throw is up by Bryce off the heel. No good. 1:35 remaining. Three timeouts for both teams. Second free throw on the way for Kopic. That one's up and good. So Kopic continuing his trend of 1 out of 2. Dort leads 60-57. 1:30 and counting. Schultz looking for the pass to the right. And Matt Wilbur wants a timeout before Wesleyan gets into the offense. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Dort 60, Dakota Wesleyan 57, 1:28 left in regulation. With the basketball, Harden. Harden gets going downhill. He's down to the baseline. Fires it around the horn. Oppold back over to Shuck. Shuck, Oppold. Oppold, Harden. Harden with it, 1:16 remaining. Harden puts it on the deck. Step back for the tie. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out. Gasing comes away with it. Oh, Benny Boy off the deflection. He takes it across half court. 1:01 remaining, 23 on the shot clock. He hands it off to Bryce Kopic. Dort can go up two possessions here with a score. Gasing driving in. Kick out Jansma. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Wesleyan. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Harden. Here comes Wesleyan on the broken play. Oppold. Oppold to Harden. Harden, Schultz. And a timeout on the floor. Charged to Dakota Wesleyan. Dort missed an opportunity to go up by two possessions. Wesleyan has another chance. 41.1 seconds remaining in the game. Wesleyan has one timeout left. Dort has three. Both teams are in the double bonus. Wesleyan will be inbounding in the front court with 25 seconds on the shot clock. 41.1 seconds on the game clock. Let's take a timeout. Back with more after this. It will be Wesleyan basketball when we resume play. Dort will have Frank and Gasing, Kopic, Jansma, and Feikstra on the floor. Harden, Schultz, Cole, Shuck, and Oppold on the floor for Wesleyan. A three ties it. Two brings them back to a one-point ball game. 25 seconds on the shot clock. It's inbounded to Harden out front, guarded there by Gasing. Harden with the basketball. Harden. They go back over to Schultz. Schultz, right side, closed out on by Kopic. 13 to shoot. Schultz back over to Oppold. Oppold pulls it. Three, no good. Rebound Franken. Franken in the backcourt over to Kopic. Kopic is fouled immediately by Schultz. Sawyer Schultz whistled for his third, and there's 19 seconds left. Plenty of work to do yet. Sawyer Schultz whistled for his fourth, beg your pardon. And let's see if Bryce can make a couple of free throws. Kopic, free throw, in and out, no good. Really like it if he makes one of these. This will be his eighth free throw shot in the second half. He's a 71% free throw shooter. This one's up and good. So he makes 1 out of 2. It's a two-possession ball game. 19 seconds to go, 61-57. Wesleyan into the front court. Harden behind the back. Dribble lost it, and they're going to call a foul on Garrett Franken. With 14 seconds remaining in regulation. Golden opportunity here for Wesleyan to make up some ground with the clock stopped. Nick Harden shooting two. Harden here in the second half. This will be his ninth and tenth free throw shot. First one, good. Good. 17 points for Harden now. He's got another one on the way, trying to make it a two-point ball game with 14 seconds remaining. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. 61-59. Harden makes both free throws. Inbound play to Jesse Jansma. He's fouled immediately. And the defenders will walk the other way with 13.2 seconds remaining. 8-tenths of a second tick off of the clock on that inbounds play and foul. Jansma with a chance to extend the lead. 13.2 remaining. First one is up. In and out, no good. So make an old man out of me yet. One timeout remaining for Wesleyan. Dort has three. Wesleyan calls their final timeout with 13.2 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Well, we talked in the pregame just a little bit about the fact that last five games between these two teams have gone down to the final possession. And on February 10, in the middle of South Dakota, why would this one be any different? Dort has had their opportunities to put it away with free throws, have failed to do so, leaving the door open just a bit for Wesleyan. Jesse Jansma shooting a free throw to try and extend it back to a three-point ball game when we resume play. Wesleyan has used their final timeout, so Jansma, a little time to think about it as well before shooting this free throw. If you make it, it's the age-old question. Do you foul the opponent when they get it across half court and take the opportunity to tie the game out of their hands, or do you play it out? Have to wait and see. 61-59, our score currently. And the conference looks like Midland is going to beat Doan 71-64. And when I checked earlier, Jamestown and Northwestern were tight. And it looks like Northwestern won that one, 88-79. So Jamestown takes one in the loss column. Northwestern improves to 14-5. Free throw on the way for Jansman, 81% free throw shooter. This one's up and good. Makes one out of two. Dort leads 62-59. Across midcourt is Harden, 10 to go. Harden. They pass it to Schultz. Schultz off the bounce. Shot no good. Rebound Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Foot race. Kopech layup. Bang! Dort wins it. 64-59. The defenders with a five-point defensive struggle. 64-59. Tally up another two for Bryce Kopech on the jailbreak as Ben Gaysink raced out. Passed it ahead before anyone could follow him, and the defenders escape Mitchell with a win, improving to 12. They are now 12-7 in the conference, 17-7 overall. Dakota Wesleyan slips to 16-7 and 12-6. They have now lost three games in a row. The defenders get a sweep in the Corn Palace, 64-59. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break and be back to recap this one. Wireless World postgame recap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort defenders victorious tonight over Dakota Wesleyan, a five-point win, realistically a three-point win, and then a late layup to seal it by Dort. And Coach Brian Van Hampton has made his way out of the locker room, so we will talk to him first, and then we'll get to the numbers. And Coach Van Hampton, hard work this evening, but a good win for your team. Ebb and flow of a 40-minute game. There's a lot of peaks and valleys, if you will, and it seemed like your team was able to survive the valleys and made some hay, I guess, when the peaks were there, and made just enough free throws and seal the win, but this was far from easy tonight, Coach.
Oh, yeah. We knew that was going to be the case tonight. It was a great win for our guys, and I'm really happy for the guys who came off the bench at the 15-minute mark of the second half. We weren't very good the first 5 minutes of the second half. We just kind of went through the motions a little bit, and I thought DJ Fikstra just made some great plays defensively, scored a couple of baskets too, but mostly defensively. Kenny Van Kekrick's off the bench making great plays for us. Bryce Kopic making great plays for us and then making a few shots along the way in the second half. I don't think he had many in the first half, so I bet he had most of his 18 in the second half. You know, when Garrett and Jesse weren't at their best tonight, the other guys stepped up and got it done. I thought Ben Gasing did a nice job of pushing the basketball. Yeah, I thought the story was Kenny and DJ and Bryce Kopic tonight coming off the bench.
What does Wesleyan do that makes them tough to defend? How did you prepare for it, and how did you feel like your team did?
Just okay offensively. I mean, we just could not convert around the basket. They do a really nice job of guarding the basket. They're big. They're strong around the basket. We got our corner turned a few times, but we just could not make the basket. I thought Jesse had some good looks in there. It just didn't go in. Garrett, same with him. Bryce kind of cleaned it up for us a little bit, made a few shots, got himself to the foul line a few times, and really was a big part of it. I thought Jacob Viss had a nice game, too. I mean, he had a double-double, 4-0 boards tonight. A good effort by him, too.
Wesleyan, you were able to limit them from the three-point line. They did not shoot it well. I don't have the percentage in front of me, but they did not make many threes, and that's a part of their game, and you had to take that away.
Yeah, we did. Tonight, the last two games anyway, we've been really good defensively. I thought we did a great job in Sawyer Schultz. Jesse and Ben and Bryce were really good on him and Harden. I mean, Harden was 5 for 20 from the field. I mean, I know he had 20 points, 10 free throws. We fouled him a little bit, but yeah, I mean, we just wanted to press out on the perimeter and then dig on the inside guys like Oppold a little bit. But I thought Cade and Kenny, who were guarding him, did a good job on Oppold. And, if you just take a look at all their numbers, they just all struggled to score the basketball a little bit. They shot 34% from the field. I thought we contested everything tonight, and just defensively. And we got some scrappy guys. And sometimes it just takes a little heart and a little toughness.
Yeah, you got to win ugly, and especially on the road. And now Yes. You've got a little bit of time before you go on the road again. 10 days, we've talked about it before. Yep. And you sit and wait and get ready for Briarcliff, who's also sitting and waiting. Yep. But that's the last game before the postseason. You want to try to put things together and get rolling for that postseason at this point.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, our guys are close-knit groups, so they enjoy practice. That'll help. We'll practice it once on Friday. Then we'll practice Monday, Tuesday. Well, we'll never go more than 2 days in a row this time of year. You know, we want to keep our legs fresh and just be ready to fight. And we've just talked about that way more here lately, just about playing with a little bit more toughness and be ready to fight. And, you know, by the time we get to next week, Tuesday, we'll be ready to start to play again. You know, we'll get through the weekend on Monday, and Tuesday we'll have a really good practice. And you know, we'll probably do something as a team sometime next week. And, you know, we'll maybe get them over to our house and watch a movie or something and just get them out of the dorms and that kind of thing. We'll do something like that also. And, man, I love this group of guys. They're unselfish, and it showed tonight.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for coming up, and travel safely back to Sioux Center.
Thank you, Mike.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a look at those numbers. The defenders tonight, 21 of 54 from the floor, 39%. 4 of 13 from the three-point line, 31%. 18 for 26 from the free-throw line, made just enough. Didn't feel like it, 69%. What were we in the second half? 13 of 18, 72%. Not bad. For Wesleyan, 20 of 59 from the floor, 34%. 4 for 23 on threes, 17%. 15 of 20 from the free-throw line, 75%. Dort out rebounded by a slight 37 to 36 margin. Turnovers, Dort 9, Dakota Wesleyan 11. Dort was led tonight by Bryce Kopic, 18 points, 5 of 9 from the floor, 6 of 10 from the free throw line. 15 points for Jesse Jansma, 12 for Jacob Viss. 6 for Kate Bleeker, 4 for Ben Gasek, 2 for Garrett Franken. 5 points for DJ Fikstra, 2 for Camden Bielas, for Dort's total of 64. For Dakota Wesleyan, Nick Harden had 20, 10 for Colin Oppold, all in the second half. Ace Zor, 11. He got a little dinged up in the second half. He came up Gimpy after a block shot attempt. He did not return. If he's unable to go, that team gets really thin. Sawyer Schultz, 8 points. Jeff Shuck, 7-3 for Tegan Evers. Wesleyan had four out of their five starters play 34 minutes. Azor played 28, would have played more. Just got a little banged up, though. 64-59, the final. Dort led in rebounding by Jacob Biss with 10. Ben Gasink and Garrett Franken had 6 each. 2 assists for Ben Gasink tonight. 2 block shots for Jacob Biss. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. And the GPAC scoreboard is in. Looks like this for men's basketball. Northwestern held off Jamestown 88-79. Midland over Doan 75-71. Dort over Dakota Wesleyan 64-59. Standings look like this, with most teams having one game remaining. Morningside is 16-3, and the loss by Jamestown tonight clinches the championship for Morningside. So congratulations to Jim Sykes and the Mustangs. Jamestown and Northwestern are now both 14-5. Dakota Wesleyan slips to 12-6 along with Concordia. They both have 2 games remaining. Dort is now 12-7, 3 games clear of Briar Cliff in 8th place. They're 9-10. Mount Marty is 6-14, and then Doan and Midland and Hastings all playing for pride. Midland is now 3-15. Doan falls to 3-16. Hastings was idle there, 2-16. Hastings and Concordia were supposed to play this evening, but they have had to postpone that game until February 17. Next up for the Defenders, week from Saturday, they face Briar Cliff. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.